Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your boys, LC and the Bread Man, holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, we welcome you to the show for all those new listeners and to some of those people that chime in every week. Welcome. Welcome back. As my man, welcome back, Kata, would say way back in the day. We'll show my age now. But John Travolta and crew, big shout out to you guys. Welcome back, Kata. Taking it back. But anyway, thanks again, like I said, for joining the show. And we are back for another filled of 30, 45, an hour, whatever, fun, jokes, and all that good stuff. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The Bread Man is in the house. What's up there, Bread?
What's good, LC?
Where is the Bread Man located this way? Are you in the United States this week?
I'm local Yoko, man. I had to make sure I hung around to see about this Long Island Railroad strike, and the Iron Horse is running this week, so I can get to work. I was like, oh, man, they can't go on strike. The Bread Man got to come to work.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
Big news. That's it, baby. Long Island Railroad is chewing.
Yeah, no strike. Up here in New York, big news is that the mass transit will continue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looked ugly there, Brett, for a minute. But what'd you say, Brett?
To be the dark 30, you know what I'm saying? I do work, you know what I'm saying? It don't look like it, but I do.
You there, Brett? All right, I know we're having some technical difficulties today, so we'll see how things go. What's up there, Brett?
Yeah, man, I'm glad everything is settled and we to go on that end.
Yeah, it's good to be able to get around the city. We got our mass transit. We have our Long Island Railroad, as they say. No issues there. So everything is good to go. So the Bread Man is actually local, which is shocked. He's in New York this week. He's usually somewhere in the United States, and
yeah.
It's definitely not local, so we're pleased to have him in the local area for once. It's a rarity,
yeah.
But we definitely like to see him hold it down in New York,
sure.
The way he's at. But, Brett, you know what, I'd like to, I don't know if you heard about the gentleman, well, a couple things going on. First off, it looks like Captain America, Marvel Comics, and I think you, didn't you meet one of the individuals involved with that?
Yeah, the illustrator for Batman, Spider-Man, John, and DC. Comic.
Okay. Go ahead, Brett.
I'm saying, what's going on with Captain America? I missed that one.
Yeah, he's going to be a black man.
Whoa, like Luke Cage, huh?
That's it. He's going to be a black man.
All right.
First time, Captain America, baby. So they can't hold us back any longer there, Brett.
Yeah, man.
It can't hold us back. So we're taking over everything. We're taking over the comics. We're taking over everything. So I can't wait for the movie. Because you know, definitely a movie's going to be out.
Mm.
And, I, you know what? I'd be curious to see who they pick.
I know
they
gonna
do
pick
the movie.
The White. Yep. You know that guy who.
You think The Rock?
I think that guy, Jaleel White, what's his name?
Yeah, well, he already played, though. Jaleel White already played a comic. Didn't he play, what was that Marvel comic? He already played one. So I'd like to see a new dude. I'd like to see, like, The Rock or somebody.
The Rock, new.
Well, I mean, just someone else. Play the character. I think he would play it. I think he would play it well. So, we'll
yeah,
see.
We'll have an attitude with The Rock playing it. Huh? You know that. He ain't going to be no wholesome dude. That's not his character.
Yeah, so more to come on that. But Captain America is going to be a black man, so that's a great thing. Mix it up, baby. So look out for the. It's starting with the comic, and then you know the way things are now in Hollywood, everybody's looking for the next movie, and so it's gonna be a movie. It's just a question of time. So. So more to come on that. But, Brett, I'd like to talk a little bit about and dedicate the show to an individual that, a couple days ago lost his life. His name is Eric Garner.
Yeah,
he was trying to be arrested by the police.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they went ugly. They pulled one of them, put him in a chokehold.
Yeah.
There's about five or six police officers, and, you know, all respect. I give all the respect in the world to NYPD. Their job is a tough one, but unfortunately, you do have a bad bunch, and, you know, a couple of them in there, there was no reason to put that brother in a chokehold. You had five or six. He's put his hands up first off. Like, listen. You got me. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to resist. Next thing you know, one officer goes around him from the back, puts his arm around his neck in a chokehold. Got another officer jumping on him in the front. So you had like three of them taken, and then they took him down. And then another officer's pushing his head into the cement.
Yep. Couldn't breathe. I've seen
him. And he kept saying, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." So we'll dedicate the show to that brother. Now I'm not condoning what he was doing. He was story's a little vague. Whether he had Lucy's, he was trying to sell, or some type of drugs. Hey, you know, you do that stuff. Hey, you deserve to go to jail if you're doing something illegally. But you don't deserve to lose your life. That you don't. So, You know, the mayor had a press conference with the commissioner, police commissioner, and they already came out and said that chokeholds are not in the police manual. So why the heck was this police officer, why was he using a chokehold? And now, the brother was 6'4", 6'5", okay, but he was not, I could see if he was being aggressive towards these police officers, but he wasn't given any resistance. So I don't know if they just felt, hey, there's five or six of us, let's show this dude how we get down. That's what it kind of seemed like.
Yeah, always.
And you know, you always see that a lot with the brothers. You get very hostile with them. And this brother looked like he didn't want any problems. But unfortunately, when it was all said and done, he lost his life.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to, send our hearts and prayers to his family. Again, we can't condone if he was doing something illegally. Well, hey, that's inexcusable. But you still don't deserve to lose your life for doing something. Even if he was selling drugs there, it wasn't like he was being aggressive towards the police, had a gun, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, did you see the video, Brett?
Yeah, it's a friend of a friend. I mean, I don't know him personally, but a lot of my friends from, they don't want to post the video. So that's how I found out about it. And get home, you know, because I didn't know him directly, but as friends, good friends of mine, yeah. So it's like, family. I probably met him sometime. I don't know, but it's crazy.
Yeah, so I know Al Sharpton's going to be doing a rally, I believe, coming up shortly. So, keep your eyes posted for that. And, some things are just inexcusable. And, like I said, it's inexcusable for young man like that to just to lose his life. It's a shame. It really is. You get tired, unfortunately, have to talk about these situations that happen. So hopefully, this thing, we already know it's going to be a big settlement that's going to happen with the family. I mean, they've already kind of already alluded to that. But it's just, like I said, it's just a shame that another brother has, excuse me, Brett, has lost his life. So, with that said, I guess we'll talk about some positive things. I know Brett, Bone Thugs and Harmony is going to be doing a city tour, 20-city tour. And they're actually going to retire the group. No more Bone Thugs. And they're going to be doing an album, actually. And they're going to make one copy. And I didn't realize this. They were saying that the Wu-Tang did the same thing, which I didn't know. So it's gonna be interesting to see when that comes down. I'm not sure when that tour ends and that album will be out. So more to come in regards to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Remember when those brothers first just came out, man. That was something. Big up to Brad, to Bill Russell. Looks like he's recovering from a minor. He collapsed. He was doing a speech, and he collapsed. So, big up to Bill. He's I couldn't believe it, man. He's 80 years old now. So, speedy recovery to Bill. He's out in Vegas. So, big up to him, and hopefully he's back in action here sooner than later. For a guy who won 11 championships. Unbelievable. Big up, and quick recovery to Mr. Bill Russell. Well, Brett, it's going to be a quick, fast, and a hurry show this week, man. I know we got an interview lined up for next week. That's pretty much a done deal. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap the show.
What's up, world? It's your boy P. Frank Williams, producer, extraordinaire, BET Awards, American Gangster, Unsung. Plenty of properties. I want to shout out my man LC and Jack for holding it down for hip hop culture, for the universe, and keeping that radio wave alive and well, man. Shout out to you guys. Be safe from you.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King. I'm here at the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray. I'm chilling with my boy LC and Jack on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Death Squad LOD. Check out my new single, Laws of Polarity. Peace.
Hi, this is Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, Missouri, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show.
What's good, family? It's your girl, Adina Howard, and you are listening to the one and only LC and Jack Radio Show. Love you, boys.
Well, we love you too, Adina. We are back in the saddle. Quick, fast, and a hurry show. Busy, busy, busy summer day, but we wanted to constantly keep the show moving. Well, Brad, it looks like we got a caller, so why don't we take a call?
All right, sounds good.
Hello?
You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Ruby. How are you?
Good.
What's
how
up,
are you, Ruby?
Ruby?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, we're good to hear from you, baby. You know, to talk about the numbers, I had so many contestants, and I'm just simply putting that in. But glad you called in.
Oh, no problem.
So where are you calling in from, Ruby?
I'm out in Atlanta right now. I'm originally from California, but I live out in Atlanta, and I'm actually driving right now. But
Oh, good. We ain't gonna tell nobody.
But yeah, thank you guys for the whole Beauty of the Week thing. I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. It was. How long have you been doing your? You're doing a lot of different things. How long have you been doing it?
As far as music, I've been doing music for quite some time now. Modeling also, modeling, singing, dancing, it all kind of goes together. So definitely dancing competitive and cheer and all that type of stuff, gymnastics, 7 years. In college, I had the opportunity also to dance at the VMAs this past year for Robin Thicke. So just a bunch of great opportunities. And right now, just focusing on music. So, yeah.
Yeah, you wasn't the one that caused Robin to get to be separated.
No, and I don't know why people. Somebody else said that. Oh, I see why you said. I'm like, no, actually, to be completely honest with you, Paula Patton is actually the reason why I was selected to go. She actually was the one who selected us, and she was there, so we were able to meet her and thank her for that. So definitely grateful to the both of them for that opportunity.
So you have a single coming out. When is it coming out, and what's the name of it?
I'm actually working on an EP right now, and the EP will be titled A Moment in Time. It should be out. I'm really hoping by the end of the year to have it completed and out. I definitely have a single or some type of visual coming out for everyone to look at. But in the meantime, they can check out my work on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/... Mega Ruby Woo, MegaRubyWoo, or they can follow me on Instagram at Ruby Sing, RubySing.
Beautiful. Yeah, I had a chance to look at some of your work. Very, very nice. Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. What did you say?
I love that video. It was hot, you know.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All on the paper, the number, and it was a camera. Come on, man. Come on. Even I couldn't get out of that one saying it wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? Come on. I like the concept. It was a good storyline, and I really enjoyed it. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So you said you're working on an EP. You're doing
Definitely. Dancing.
Wow. What else is on tap?
I definitely want to get into acting a little more. I had the opportunity to do a commercial a while back and, you know, some billboards and different things out in Alabama, but I definitely want to get into that a little more. So I'm all over the place, a little bit of everything, huh?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that because you got to be versatile when you're in the entertainment industry. You can't just be...
Definitely.
Well, you know, you got to be flexible,
well-rounded.
Easy to work with. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, I think that's the key. We always get a lot of questions, get a lot of professional people in the industry on, and, you know, how can I get on? And I think people
right.
just focus too much on one thing. You got to kind of, you know, sometimes you get lucky on doing something else, but eventually... You know, you can get
yeah, you may get your platform, you know, from a different passion, you know. And,
right.
And it may help
right.
you,
exactly.
you know, all the way around. So you just got to
exactly.
keep working. I know it kind of gets discouraging sometimes when you know, you've been doing it for so long and you don't know when something is going to happen. But you just have to kind of keep at it.
Yeah, you were right about that. And congratulations for being the Elsie and Jack's Beauty of the Week.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You made the cut, and myself and the bread man, in a sense, yes, you are the second Elsie and Jack Beauty of the Week. So
okay.
congrats on that, and, you know, add that to, I'm sure, the first of many, many, many accolades coming your way.
Oh, I definitely hope so.
So let us know once you have some of the music. We don't play a lot of music on this particular show, but we do, you know, as we get artists, we do time to time that we like. We will drop some music in for them.
Okay, I'll definitely be back with that then. As soon as the single is out, I'll definitely be back with that, and I'll keep you guys posted on the EP as well.
Okay. Let us know, and... For all those aspiring people, we are, ladies out there, we are still looking for a female co-host to join the Breadman and LC. So if you think you have what it takes, you know, make sure you drop us a line, lcandjack@gmail.com, or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, any of those avenues, and we'll see who gets an opportunity to hang out with two handsome dudes. So do you have any shout outs before we let you go? We know you're driving and we don't want you to not lose focus, but any shout outs or last words?
Shout outs, let's see. I would just say, I guess first of all, my management, Street Execs, which is home to so many great artists like 2 Chainz, Travis Porter, and a bunch of other people. So definitely a shout out to them and all the producers and everyone that I've worked with, whether it's on the production side or visual side, just for believing in me and being a part of what I'm doing. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we appreciate you. Like I said, we're looking forward to And I'm sure the millions of people out there that are looking forward to a new artist with some new flavor. I know I am. Always looking for that new flavor out there. So don't keep us in suspense long.
Oh, I won't. I won't. I'm actually working on something tonight. So I'll have something very, very soon.
Beautiful. Right. Beautiful. You got anything, Brett?
Yeah, this looks to me next month. I'll be back in ATL. We got a two breakfasts or something. I got a nice spot, man, down in our East. Thumbs up.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Definitely. We have to get together.
I hit you up. We'll make that happen. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Righty.
I'll make a plan. Ruby, again, congratulations, and stay in touch, and keep up the good work.
Thanks again, you guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Same.
All right, bye-bye.
Another beauty of the week there, Brett.
Yes, sir. She's well-deserving of it. She's doing a lot of big things and impact on society, and I love it. You know, she's been through the grind, and you know, she has another flavor that we were looking for. You know, there's
no doubt
flavors
about it.
And that was just another flavor that we put on the LC and Jack radio show.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. What do you got for shout-outs there, Brett?
I got a couple of birthday shout-outs. I got girl, Ida Bestow, Cayo. I don't know how to pronounce her married name, but Ida Bestow, please, happy birthday. Shout-out to her. I want to thank all the other beauties of the week submitted. Rhea Covington, Lena Adams, of course, the winner, Miss Ruby Wu, and Lee Rivera, Miss Y. Collie, and L. Watson. I'll give them a big shout-out today on the LC and Jack radio show. Plus, I want to give a shout-out to Miss Patrice Hall, Abraham Ayola, and I want to give a big shout-out. Another happy birthday to Miss Jack Scudero. She's a teacher. You did a week along with her daughter. I want to give her a happy birthday shout out on the LC Jack radio show today. And, you know, that's about it. You know, it's a sweet show. You know, the Bread Man's in town chilling. And looking forward to four beauties of the week. And looking forward to getting out of town real soon because can't hold me down too long.
Well, I got the little guy with me. I don't know if he's going to say anything, but if you hear him chiming in the background, that's my little man. Right, Jay? Yeah, he's being a little bashful right now. I was just making some noise. But anyway, again, make sure you hit us up, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all the social media. Let us know your thoughts. Go to lcandjack@gmail.com. Drop us an email. Let us know if you are the next beauty of the week. Let us know if you got what it takes to be a co-host of the show. When you're down in ATL there, Brad, I know there's a lot of talent down there.
Sure.
I think that I could feel the next one coming out of ATL or maybe even Cali.
Or even Dallas.
Yeah, baby.
So the weeks out there in Canada, you know, they're supposed to be submitting. You never know, man.
Wow.
Even send them in. I mean, they piled up. They stockpiled. We don't want to get too many in a week, but every week. You know, they lined up like drivers, man.
I know. Yeah. So look out for next week. We'll have a special guest on the show. He's confirmed, locked, and loaded, so decided to do a sneaker guest in here. They're actually going to be doing their thing in a couple weeks. So I said, what the heck, we might as well get them on. And he'll talk a little bit about it. So I won't spill the beans. But next week, we definitely will have a guest on the show. It's been a minute. So enjoy it. And we'll be back out next week, hopefully back at our regular time, 11 o'clock, a little delayed today, but back at you next week at 11 o'clock, next Saturday. And I tell you, Brad, I'm forgetting something. That's why I'm something else that I wanted to. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. Man, Brad, you missed it. They had a old school hip hop party out here last week. It was off the chain. You had Melly Mel. You had Grand Poobah, Brand Nubian. You had I forget the cat's name, man. That did the song with what's the song? Pee Wee Herman.
Oh yeah, the little short dude.
Yeah, man, he rocked it.
Yeah.
And who else? Had Biz Markie came through. Yeah, man, Biz came through, did his beatbox. Yeah, I was off the chain. There was big crowd, big crowd here. You missed out, man. It was a nice show. EPMD is going to be doing a show here next month. I'll let you know if you want to roll through.
Yeah,
that should be off the chain.
Yeah.
That should be off the chain. I'm sure Keith Murray, Redman, will be there. I don't know who else is on the bill, but that concert was hot, boy. It was blazing up in there. So I was surprised. It was well done, mature crowd, and it was on and popping. So I'm sure that will be the case for EPMD's show. That'll be coming up here shortly, and our boy Keith Murray will be performing, I'm sure, as well as Redman will be performing. So it should be fun, man. So I'll let you know if you want to roll through.
All right.
It should be good. And I'll hit you on the text. We going to a barbecue today, so you want to roll out if you're not doing anything
right.
This afternoon.
Okay.
I'll hit you with the details as well. So.
All right.
Good stuff happening, I'm sure. Yeah. Wherever you're at, make sure you check out, I should say, not even old school, but the legends. Because the legends of the game are still putting it down. And make sure you go out there and support them. So until next week, we thank you again for joining us. Stay safe, stay sound. Peace.
Good night.